Yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and Addy?
Yo.
I hate you.
I know. It's because I'm an asshole now.
And, yeah, you really are, because you just made me watch Impact.
Oh. You know what? As much of an asshole as I am, I feel bad about that.
Let's get this out of the way. Okay. I've watched the last 2 weeks prior leading up to Impact. 2 weeks ago was a bad show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this show.
This is a bad show.
And then last week it was a bad show. And then I enjoyed the main event. A lot of people were upset with the way AJ Styles didn't get a proper send-off for all he's done for the company.
Mm-hmm.
But he put it on a good performance. And since I'm not emotionally invested, I enjoyed that match. The rest of the show was shit.
Yeah.
The only thing that's slightly interesting is occasionally Billy Ray's character.
Right.
That they've made. So that brings us to tonight. And you said to me in text, I have some slight interest. Why is that?
Well, I mean, earlier in the day, or yesterday I think it even was the news that broke that Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards were going to be debuting on Impact. And they did.
Mm.
For
on Genesis.
Yes, on Invisible Touch Genesis. But it was, so I thought, okay, I have some interest in seeing that, basically that match, and I thought, well, okay, well, if I'm tuning in for that, I said it's Genesis, so I thought it's supposed to be one of their big show things that they're doing, so
yep.
It's like, okay, well, maybe, and they had, I thought, well, okay, Gunner and James Storm would be a good match to see. Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode in a cage would be a good match.
Yeah, they loaded it up theoretically.
You had a Gail Kim Madison Rain match,
good
quality, figure 15 minutes there. So you would talk to me about this Bully Ray character, so we could see some of that. So I had some slight interest. I can't say that I was, clamoring for it, but I had some interest enough to say, hey, well, let's watch it before we do this show.
And we watched it, and what do you think now about Genesis?
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, for starters, they're doing the two-night Genesis, so next week we get Gunner
all those matches you talked about actually happen next week.
Yeah. And everything was 5 minutes. This was Thunder.
It was. It was 2 hours. I believe there's probably about 15 minutes total wrestling.
Probably.
Maybe 20.
Let's give him 25, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Opening match is probably 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and the Bully Ray match was probably 7, 8 minutes. So you're right. The women's match was 3 minutes. The Sting match was 1 minute.
The main event, was like a minute and a half.
And Dixie Carter was in, we counted it, 2 in-ring segments and 5 backstage.
Dixie Carter was on the show a combined 74 times.
She, no, not even kidding. When I say she was on the air more than the minutes within the was wrestling matches, I believe.
I think so.
Not even exaggerating.
I bet you that's true.
And she's
yeah.
not a good performer.
No. Oh, God, no.
This was just awful.
Yeah.
And the total, the American Wolf show up in a backstage segment with guess who?
Yeah. A cunt. Looking like you and I.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Dressed in like golf shirts and jeans, just.
Backstage,
like
a couple fans,
yeah. It's like, oh, good lord.
Just, really.
The only clever, I mean, if I wasn't so goddamn sick of Dixie Carter at that point, it was on paper clever the way that they said, hey, you got your tryout match next week, and if that goes well, we'll see about giving you a contract.
Yeah, kind of playing off what happened with him in NXT.
Yeah.
It was just an awful... awful show.
Well, and the thing was...
The wrestling wasn't good. The angles aren't good. The character... Nothing's good.
Well, no. Nothing is good.
I mean, Madison Rayne won the Knockouts title.
And nobody even...
Cared.
Or knew, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Like, there was no big fight feel that they do
no.
for these. They was... Yeah, it was really just... Like, it really was... And we're talking Thunder, like, 2000 Thunder.
Yeah, no, this is really... Like, boring.
To the point where I'm thinking that one of the things that they did with that they brushed over was that a new TNA investor signed the American Wolves to this contract. And I'm assuming the new investor is above average Mike Sanders. Like, that's how bad
the dated
the
reference,
was.
But if you've been following, you know that's funny.
Yeah.
Just really, everything's boring, a lot of talking, just no momentum, just, the wrestling wasn't good. Like, at least if the 25 minutes was great wrestling, that'd be something, but this wasn't as good as the wrestling we see on NXT, nevertheless an ROH or WWE.
Yeah.
Like, it was just Well, maybe not our oys this week, because we had to watch Congo.
What? Congo is my new favorite wrestler. I want Congo to be the new investor in TNA, and then I will watch every week.
For those who don't understand because they didn't see ROH, which is almost everybody, explain Congo.
Well, they had, and you were talking about this, the gut check
yeah.
thing, remember? And they had the thing on the website, and it was
Tough Prospects Tournament.
Yeah, they call it Tough Prospects Tournament. I mean, last year, Tough Prospects Tournament winner was Adam Cole.
No, it was Matt...
Was it ACH or
Matt?
Matt Taven. Matt Taven. They look the same.
Adam Cole's a couple years more than that.
Matt Taven. Matt Taven won it, and now this year, they
went on to be the longest reigning television champion in the company history.
Yeah,
Matt Taven this last year. So
yeah, anyway. How long have they had the television title?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah,
but still no.
Anyway. So they're having their gut check, where it's like new guys come out tournament, right? And this guy, Congo, from South Africa.
White guy.
Yeah, white guy from South Africa, like 5'7", 350 pounds.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, looking like a white version of the Headhunters.
Yeah, well, but in worse shape.
Shape and wearing like Zubaz trunks. And it's like looking like he...
If he had a fanny pack, it wouldn't be picture perfect.
Exactly. It's like he... it's like Road Warrior Animal gained a whole shitload of weight.
Yeah.
Like if Road Warrior Animal fucked King Kong Bundy, you have Congo.
More like Bertha Ray. Like...
yeah, Aja Kong.
like it's... Because you see those fat guys who you're like, okay, they're fat, but they're like... In shape, fat guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
the you know
skinny fat,
not Congo. This was just I was embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
This was, so he's your new favorite wrestler.
Congo is my new favorite wrestler. This guy,
I don't know if we'll see him again. Maybe we will.
This guy was such a pile that like. I remember, I think I even, I don't know if I texted you, but I meant to text you when I was watching him and saying, like, you know, like, I wish, like, Congo needs to clean up his act so he can look like you.
Oh, this guy, I mean, I didn't know he had fat in places I didn't know you could have fat. Like,
yeah, I know. Like, I think he has cellulite on his eyelids. Like, it's just, yeah. This guy was awesome. It's like
way better than anything on Genesis.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, obviously, like we say, terrible show. And
he
really
lost. Congo lost.
Yeah, yeah. And then he got laid out afterwards by Michael Elgin.
Yeah.
An impressive spot.
It was, actually,
lifting
yeah.
him up, power slamming him, like, yeah. or a power bombing with no effort, because the guy's massive. But, again... Genesis, terrible.
Yes.
Can't recommend to anybody to watch the product, even though next week's all those good matches. And they added Austin Aries versus Chris Sabin. You know?
Yes, and they added now Sting.
This is the one I want to get to.
Versus Magnus.
And
the stip is it's for the title, even though Sting has it. So it's feast or fire.
Magnus has it. Sting is getting a title shot.
Sting is not allowed to, yes. And they referenced it. And if Sting wins for the title, and if Sting wins, he's a champ. But if Magnus wins, Sting has to. Sting is gone.
Yeah.
Sting is gone.
Now,
so
this plays into something else.
Sting, this looks like Sting, in reality, has not signed any form of extension. He's working on kind of a per diem, a no-contract deal. And WWE is talking to him now. Now, say what you will, WWE, I mean, the rumors every time, about this time every year, since we've really been even doing this show.
Ever since those, well, it's been rumored every year, but it's been heightened ever since those videos came up and ended up being for Undertaker.
Yeah.
That people thought were for Sting, and
ain't no great.
The buzz was so high.
Yes, and then they thought, shit, we might have something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no grave, right? That
yeah.
was the one
yeah.
that, yeah. It's and ever since then, you're right. Now, but and again, you look at like, I mean, you're talking about it tying in, but let's tie it into a bunch of stuff. Hulk Hogan has verbally agreed to be at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
the Ultimate Warrior was announced as going into the Hall of Fame.
And of course, they broke into the business together, tag team.
Yeah, the Blade Runners and the Power Team USA and a bunch of those things. And so the Sting connection is in WWE right now is growing.
Yeah.
And so it's not out of the realm of
possibility. Rick Flair, who's his friend, is back there.
Has been back. Yeah. I mean, it's, there's a lot of Arn Andersons. I mean, there's guys there that, that are there. So, I mean, again, who knows? Will he stay with TNA? Will we leave TNA? I think with the cost-cutting measures and such, it's never really been closer, I don't think, for a real possibility, I guess is the best way to put it, for Sting to be going to WWE than it is now.
The closest seemed about the time of the Ain't No Grave when we knew he needed a contract, and that was the closest. The possibility seemed to be there. A lot of times it's being rumored, and they have talked to him, and it just didn't even look like it was close.
Yeah.
Now you have to wonder if maybe he's just sitting there going, you know what? This is the way to bring my career full circle, to accomplish everything, to say there's nothing left on the table. You know, who knows? Right now, I think it's probably gut feeling, 60-40 that he goes to the WWE.
Yeah, that's about right, I think.
I
think that's probably...
And I'd like... Yeah, I would do him and Taker. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they got Brock and Taker, though, that they don't want to... Like, who do you do with Brock, then?
Batista.
Yeah, Big Wave Dave. Then what do you do with Orton? Because it's Orton and Big Wave Dave right now.
Yeah. Orton, what do you do with him?
Maybe give another strike and release him.
Roddy Piper.
That's true. Kofi?
Yeah, well.
They may actually still be having a headlock match by Mania.
Let's check. Check to see if they're currently having match. We're watching that match during the show. We thought we'd just watch it during the show. And let's just check to see what's happening in the match again. Because it was a great match, and Kofi won. And so we just want to get a look at it and see, what happened there and what's going on with the show right now.
Randy's got a headlock on Kofi.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to it in a little bit.
Yeah,
that's not much action happening.
I was going to say they're at the rest spots. We'll just come back. See what's going on Raw later. But, that's the thing. So Orton, again, now you kind of spill...
I don't care what I do with Orton. I take the title off him anyways. I haven't faced Ziggler for fuck's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Or Big E Langston. I put the title on Batista before or Lesnar before that. I have that be the title match at Mania.
Yeah. No, that could work. And that's not the last time. That's not the first time, rather, that they've done that, right?
And keep in mind, they're still walking around two fucking belts. So I still don't think this is permanent.
Well, so is Magnus.
Yeah. Well, no, he gave one to Dixie.
That's true.
And she deserved it, she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that she deserved it, it's that she needed it. She's all gone out to Pete's Pawn Shop so she can pay Magnus now.
That's right. Well, and she mentioned how, he won the belt. He's somebody with a lot of honor, and she knows about that, right? Honor.
Well, yeah, that's... Everybody's gotten honor. So... interesting note. We talked about TNA and this new investor. Comes the story of you with Jeff Jarrett, and how he's got some meetings over the next month, and really did, and he's calling talent, calling from seeing who's available and such, and it really is the buzz right now is that that they're getting ready to start something.
Yeah, and he's got partners.
Yeah, and Toby Keith.
Yeah.
And Toby Keith was the one rumored to be buying TNA. And the reason this was rumored was because, and the reason this is all kind of come about and started, is that Janice Carter actually is the one that went.
Yeah, Dixie's mom.
Dixie's mom went to Toby Keith, went to...
Desperately asked him to buy it.
Yeah, basically just said, can you buy this? Or will you buy
it? They want to get rid of it that fast.
Yeah. Which is why I don't think Sting is re-signed.
You know, it's funny, because remember when Magnus said, look around, Dixie, you built all of this.
Yeah, all of this is because of you.
Yes.
And we both went, Yeah, that's all right. All right. Yeah. Multi-million-dollar losing company in front of 2,500 people. Yeah,
if
yeah.
That's because
of her, all right.
Awful.
Oh, that was so funny.
All right. Well, I've had about enough of TNA then, if you have.
What?
Is there anything else you got to say? I mean, Jay Bradley released. Nobody gives a shit.
Wes Briscoe released. Nobody gives a shit. Matt Morgan.
Jay Bradley, actually, it's actually kind of interesting because the one thing is that people ask him, of course, about being released. And instead of going the bitter route, he said, you know, Dixie does a lot of good stuff. And if she does a lot of good stuff, you hear very little about it and very few people support her. And as soon as she does one thing wrong, it's everybody's all over her.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and he defended her. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say to that, fuck you, Jay Bradley.
I'd like to say I agree with Jay Bradley. From what I understand is everybody is all over her.
A lot of contact in her bedroom.
Yes, that's right. I'm trying to think of if there's no other TNA.
Please,
talk
can we be done with them?
Here's
ROH was great too. Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen it all yet. I've only seen Congo.
That's good enough.
So it was great. It was great. But no, I think. Yeah, that's. I mean, TNA. Unfortunately, is it. You move on to Sting, and we'll see what happens. I assume he's gone and not winning their title.
It's probably being taped right about now, just finishing up the main event, probably as we're doing this here.
That's right.
Is there a tape delay to tape? What is it? Live to tape they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a couple hour delay or whatever.
Yeah,
so they're probably done. But we touched on another big deal is we'll talk about Monday Night Raw.
Well, just we're going to talk about. We mainly last week was the tribute, our tribute personally. We talked a lot about Mae Young.
Yes, Johnny Mae Young, and of course now she has passed away.
And she has passed, so we should just mention that because again, when somebody of her age is in that condition, it's just very hard to imagine them being able to fight back. If anybody could, you thought it would be Mae, but unfortunately,
and she held out
pretty
good time period there, you know.
Yeah, but. You know, and I guess it's tougher to blame Mooneyham because kind of came out how he found out that falsely that she was had passed.
Yeah, people inside the house were the one that told him. I'm like, I'm here. She's dead.
Yeah.
And apparently a lot of confusion in that house, a lot of old people running around, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's too bad. I'm definitely going to miss her. She's just 2 months away from being 91.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but definitely a full-on life. They've got the video on WWE.com.
Oh, it's spectacular.
It's probably going to air on Raw and probably SmackDown. And
probably Royal Rumble, too.
Yeah, just, oh, yeah, that would be great.
Even
TNA opened today, right, with it? Yeah.
Yeah, even TNA opened with it, saying that we're dedicating this night to Mae Young. And it's unfortunate because she deserved better.
She deserved way better.
Yes.
She deserved way better.
But anyway, so let's talk about Raw.
I understand Dixie Carter was wearing one of Mae Young's outfits tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She looked awful.
Yeah. She looked worse last week.
Yeah.
Raw. As I'm sitting here and I'm like, because I watched everything this last week. Watched Vintage. I watched, you know, everything but main event because we don't get that here.
Vintage was great.
With
Yokozuna.
It was very, very good show. Vintage and SmackDown, I even watched, you know, all everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to Raw. And as much as we're sitting here slamming, like, I loved Raw. Like, Raw, I loved it. Like, one of the things that really was, for me, was key, was they opened up with a wrestling match, a good match.
Yeah.
But that played into an angle. It didn't even complete.
Right.
But it was a good match. And then after that, they had another wrestling match. And then after that, they had another wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
I think then they had a short, like, 2-minute segment backstage, and then came back with another long, good wrestling match. And the wrestling matches wasn't actually burning me out, because that's what it felt like. It was a lot of wrestling matches, and the angles were not 20-minute talking segments. The angles were taking place around the matches, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just checked back on Raw on TV here.
Yeah,
and
maybe we'll get to the end of that match. It was a great match, you know.
Well, I think it's almost over, because right now Randy's got Kofi in a headlock. Hmm. So I think they're getting ready for the heat spot here. But anyway, we'll come back to
it. Well, just you get past that one rest spot.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it.
But other than that,
a couple big things to come out of Raw, really.
Yeah.
You know, again, they continued their build. They've got more entrants in the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Now CM Punk is in the Rumble. Rey Mysterio is in the Rumble. They said, obviously, we knew that that Alberto Del Rio and Batista
were
in the Rumble. So, starting to get some guys. I think all of the Shield.
All the Shield is in. Dolph Ziggler, I believe, is in.
Why?
Because somebody's got to be thrown up by Batista.
That's true.
And take a sick bump to make him look strong.
Yeah, that's true. I figured Kofi would...
well, he'll be one of them, too.
Kofi will have to do his thing.
Kofi, yeah. Well, Kofi's back to Zach. Is that, when, as soon as they mentioned during the match against Randy Orton, I think they mentioned it during a chin lock spot. Actually.
Okay.
Was during that they were talking about how, you know, how he's in the Royal Rumble. And exactly. You thought about how, he's in there to do his spot.
To do his spot, yeah. Probably do the spot that he
couldn't
do
last
year
because the table was not solid enough.
Yeah. That's, But, yeah, you've got that. You've got the Rumble.
Does Randy Orton, I can't remember, during this match, did he call Kofi Kingston stupid at any point?
I don't believe so.
No?
I don't believe so.
Did
wait.
He yell at him?
I see he called him. Wait, does stupid start with N?
No.
No, okay, then he didn't call him that then. I'm trying to think of. What else? So we have more people in the Rumble. Other big news coming to Raw is we talked about it last week. The Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Is your Hall of Fame induction headliner.
You know, it was strange because they played the video for him. Of course, another terrific video. The thing is, I'm watching it and I'm sitting there going, "The Ultimate Warrior is awful." Just awful. And yet, he totally deserves to be in that Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Like, it's a really weird thing. Yeah. You're like, he sucked.
Yeah.
But he really deserves to be in there.
But he does. He's he iconically sucked.
Yeah, exactly.
And part of the gimmick, part of the way that this came to be, of course, is that the video game deal was brokered through...
2K.
2K, but Vince had to sign off on
course,
it.
Yeah.
They did their stuff in New York. WWE, you met with WWE people there, and it was sort of agreed that at that point that he would go in. One of the sore spots for the DVD, the Self-Destruction Ultimate Warrior DVD.
He always wanted them to apologize for that.
And he wanted Vince personally to apologize for it. In conjunction with his Hall of Fame, he is getting a DVD.
Yeah.
A new
Speaking of which,
Ultimate
there's
Warriors
the
great
promo,
DVD.
The trailer, the train, yeah, the Ultimate Warriors great DVD.
Yeah.
So it'll be one disc. But
do you think it'll be on disc?
But Paul Heyman, by the way, there's a trailer for his DVD.
Is there?
Paul Heyman story.
Nice.
We talked about how in Vintage we're watching, and I'm sitting there going, man, they could do a DVD.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah, no, they are. Yeah, Paul Heyman. Yeah, I heard that they're doing that DVD. They're doing an Ultimate Warrior DVD, and they're doing, I wrote it down, I think. Oh, no, this isn't a DVD. They've just completed a documentary for the network on the life of William Regal.
Oh, nice. I
love
that.
On the life and career of William Regal, yeah.
You know what? Walking a Golden Mile, his book. It's time to finally read that thing. That's definitely been on my list. I've heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
right in bookstores next to Dixie Carter's book, Walking the Golden Shower?
I was actually going to go there, but you took it from me. But with me, it wasn't going to be. I was going to go Kelly.
Ah, sorry. Yeah.
You know, you heard that joke, right? That Kelly and AJ actually were sitting there next to each other, and AJ told Kelly, she said, "I slept with a Brazilian last night," and Kelly said to her, "Really, you slut? How many is a Brazilian?"
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent, Marty.
All right. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
Okay, Warrior. Yeah, he's Warrior's in. Warrior's great.
I don't know that.
Yeah. Need to duck some? We'll see. That'd be interesting.
That's just it. We'll talk more about the Warrior as we get closer to Mania. But the other thing that happened on Raw was
Daniel Bryan got a concussion.
There's some fans in Michigan.
Yeah, they were awesome.
And they enjoy they enjoy their football.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And so they got on SportsCenter with the Yes Chant.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden they went, huh, okay, he's a face again.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting because I mentioned it last week how this is definitely the wrong move at the wrong time.
Right, yeah.
I'm personally enjoying the storyline. And so I'm watching this, and I'm like, this is an awful wrap-up to the storyline. It's too quick. It doesn't make sense. But it's the right move. And
yeah.
If there's any question it's the right move, watch that awesome crowd on Raw.
Yes.
You know, and one of the things, like I say, Daniel Bryan got a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually gave that performance, and it was perfect. Like, his expressions, his timing, on when he took off the suit, everything, the way he did everything was great. And he did that concussion. He came backstage, literally didn't even remember anything that happened in the cage.
Yeah.
Like, he literally did not remember a damn thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, you get the concussions, you have to be careful, and you have to be, you know, worry a little, but, yeah.
It's a pretty bad concussion, apparently.
Yeah.
No update, he wasn't at the tapings on Tuesday, but as of Monday, they were taking it that it was a very serious concussion, and God help him, you know that he's not cleared now, you know he's not cleared as of about 15, 20 minutes ago, because the way that they clear the wrestlers is, of course, the impact test. And after that impact, ain't no one
gets past that.
Exactly.
Well, I had a minor concussion last year, and it was five months before I could lie down to go to sleep without the room spinning.
Yeah.
And it was a minor concussion. So he has something, severe. Certainly hard to imagine him there for the Royal Rumble. And who knows how long these things can last.
Timing is just, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the timing of
the crowd was just, like, again, the visual, the Yes chance, everything. Like, I was watching that show, and a couple things, like I said, I loved it. And a lot of it was because they had the wrestling, and it was a great crowd. But also, I mean, two things stood out. Obviously, it's that right from the beginning, I'm going, I don't care who has the world title. I don't care what else. I don't care if Triple H is on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about anything. The main event people are, the Wyatt family and Daniel Bryan is the main event.
Yeah.
They were on this show, and they just are. Like, they're, both of them feel like a fresh main event act, and it's great.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing. The other thing
and you're
is,
bringing up the Usos with you,
well,
too.
Well, that was where I was going to go. The Usos are awesome.
They are.
Good Lord, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Even on SmackDown, they lost on, SmackDown, they got kind of the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah.
And they had a segment with them backstage, and it's just a little promo going, You think we're going to stop fighting? We're not going to stop fighting. We never stop fighting. We'll fight. We'll fight you now. We'll fight you tomorrow. We'll fight you whenever you want. And they just kind of walked off. Like, they were sitting down all pissed off and, like, they stood up and walked off, and you're like, they're great. Everything about them is great. They sell it.
Split screen promo?
Was cool as hell.
Yeah, that was cool. So, the only thing I didn't like about it was it Michael Cole having to say, just a couple minutes ago, we caught up with the Usos.
Yeah.
And then they do this, like, obviously massively produced thing, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, come on. But
it
was cool.
Little things. It's a lot of those little things like that they're doing, like, even something like the Wyatt family, the first time, the lights just went out, they went on, and they were there.
Yeah.
The second time, we got the full entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they didn't burn out the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Or that Uso
thing
that's new. Like, all these little things that make me think creatively right now, they're clicking. It's the little production values and little things like that that you can point out because
they're paying attention. Yeah.
That makes you think they're paying attention, that's what's good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been good for a few weeks now, you know, 2-3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this show was great. The Usos have, you have to keep in mind, they started wrestling, I believe, 2011. They were called up to the WWE main roster after, I think, like 6 months. And I know they're second generation or third or whatever the hell they are. But the point being that they were called up. They were, like, really green.
Yeah.
And
to the point where that hurt them right away. Because they were
programmed
with the hearts.
Yes.
And something happened, and they got kind of, they were going to push him to the moon, and then they pulled back because something happened.
It was funny because as much as that crowd loved Daniel Bryan, and Lord knows they did, they loved the Usos too. And they were chanting not just when the Usos were saying, ooh, so, were they following along? They started doing it by themselves.
Yeah.
And the Usos, to me, I'm looking at them, I'm going, man, that's your tag team division. Everybody else around these guys, because they have unlimited potential.
Yeah.
3 years into the business, their potential is untapped and unlimited. It's just amazing. I could definitely see them main eventing a pay-per-view defending the tag team titles.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since we were able to say that. You know,
well, I don't know that that's the case.
I could see it. I don't believe they do it.
I don't
but
think...
But I could see it. I could see the crowd buying it because I think that they...
The only reason I say that is because I can't see them headlining February.
That's true.
And then there are no more pay-per-views.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that's
I guess true. up in
But the point being,
because
though,
the WWE, as we heard Hunter say, the WWE network goes live to the world.
Yeah, on NXT.
On February 24th, except for everybody but the States.
Yeah. But no, it's they have the potential to sell the shirts, to get the reactions, to get you know.
We watch Vintage.
They were not out of place in a main event spot, that's for damn sure.
And part of Vintage, as I said, was on Yokozuna. And they had a sit-down interview with Brene Young interviewing the Usos about Uncle Rodney, Uncle Yoko.
Yeah.
And they were great there, too.
They were great there, too. Oh, they were. So. And you'll keep in mind, this was 2012. Like, say, they're a year into the business, and they hadn't been on TV forever. And then they came out to induct them.
Yeah.
And I remember you sitting there going, you got to see this. And I'm like, what? It's the Usos. Who cares?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you got to watch this.
They were like the Wayans brothers.
They were great. Yeah. They were so natural. And I look at you and I go, holy shit, these guys got a ton of personality.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know. They just need to let them be them.
Yeah.
They have the personality. You don't need to, you know, to manufacture it. And that's part of it. Like, the Usos coming up is another big...
They're starting
exciting.
To, yeah.
They're very exciting. And you know what? They're booking them in big spots, and they're winning. Now let's talk about the tag team division continuing.
Tag team action hot and heavy here in the World Wrestling Federation.
New Age Outlaws.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, I mean, it's obviously, I mean, to get away from the tag team division slightly, obviously the New Age Outlaws are friends with Hunter, and so that's the gimmick they turned on Punk, and now they've gone heel, I guess, and they're friends of Hunter, and so now that's the setup, Triple H and CM Punk at this point at WrestleMania, which would be great, because I haven't seen Punk get a pedigree. It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tremendous.
Pedigree 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's going to be great. But, I mean, you look, again, now you got the Outlaws. The Outlaws are fighting the Rhodes Brothers on SmackDown here. That may lead to a Rumble match.
Yes.
They're all four of them are in the Rumble. Mm-hmm. But it is possible that both men could be pulling double duty here tonight and getting in. I mean, all four tag members were in the Rumble last year when it was the Rhodes Scholars against Kane and Daniel Bryan. So, and how funny is it that tag team Cody Rhodes again?
Tag team in a different position, but the same, still in a tag team.
Yeah,
The thing is that Billy Gunn's in great shape. However, he gets there, but he looks good that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Road Dogg, while he's not in nearly as good shape, as Billy or even as he was before, his style and his spots were never highly athletic, anyways.
Yes.
So,
do you know what I saw on Raw with the New Age Outlaws?
Charisma?
I saw an arm wringer.
Yes.
Like, you talk about the style.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, some of this, like, working the body part stuff. It was just like, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
And
you know what? And you're in there with Dustin. Right? And with Gold Dust, that's perfect, too, because he gets that work.
Exactly. To sell it, right? Babyface in peril. So it looks like they're not breaking up the Rhodes boys.
No.
Which is a great move.
I'm for that. Yeah. Does it happen eventually? Yeah. Not that quick.
But here we are with tag team action hot and heavy. Like you said, you got the
For me, what I, like as soon as the Outlaws came out, give that promo and did their thing and their Crab really got them, and old school Raw was really behind them. I was like, the charisma's there, the Crab reaction's there, they could still go in the ring. Like, I knew immediately, it's like, okay, you got to bring them back. And if you bring them back, you don't bring them back to just go in the tag team division. You bring them back for a tag team match. And so I was assuming you were going to get this match. I think this is the one place they're missing the point. They wanted to turn them also partially because they don't want the Rhodes Brothers cheered or booed.
Right.
And number one, you can't control the crowd like you used to be able to. The odds are the Rhodes Brothers are going to be booed in that match regardless. Like, there's a strong chance.
There is a chance, yeah.
And number two is, I don't think it matters. I think you could have had these two people, and if the crowd's into the acts,
mm-hmm.
and or into the idea of the match...
Yeah, babyface match, sure.
It would have worked just fine.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need to do that. That, to me, is very old-school thinking, whereas we needed... more of the, I don't know.
And but at least...
Like I say, some of the highest bot matches in boxing or MMA history would be two people the crowd loves fighting.
Yeah. I still, though... I'll kind of disagree with you there when it comes to MMA, because they're two highest, involve two big villains, but that's...
Yeah, that's happened too, but not always.
No, I'm just saying they're too high.
I don't think
if this Silva Weidman is number two, Silva's a heel, and Silva Weidman number two. And
no,
then had,
he isn't a heel in this match.
And you had Murr and
he was not
Brock.
A heel in this match.
I hate him.
Yeah, you might, but Silva Weidman, they're both baby faces. Maybe mainly Silva more so, but it was the Tate and Rousey.
Yeah.
That was
the
heel baby.
Yeah, face. Yeah, heel baby face but too. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, did you hear how what God does to a prick?
No.
Breaks his leg. It's one of those things that when it comes to the Outlaws, at least it makes sense. I can follow it. It's logical. They've gone heel because they're back in with Hunter.
Yeah.
And Hunter's their boy from way back. It's the same as Shawn Michaels was defending Hunter and it is his buddy, right? And just things like I see that and I understand that and I can follow it, and I don't have to think about it, and I just go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, if all of a sudden, like this, the Kane thing made,
well, I told you,
no sense.
Triple H needs a Kane to get to the ring now.
That's right. And that part I understand. Yeah. But just on the surface, it was like,
yeah,
what? You know,
yeah.
So it's lots of, but I mean, you still have the prime time players. And you still have
Los Matadors,
the Matadories, and the Real Americans are still there. You've got and again, none of these. I mean, maybe the Matadories, but and 3MB. But other than that, you have a series of highly competitive teams, and you have a decent hierarchy, but there's
class.
A middle class.
Yeah.
There's not a high, an upper and a lower class here.
No.
There's a lot of mid-class guys. So, I mean, as I said, I mean, I could see if they want to do a run with the primetime players for whatever reason, it's not on the realm of possibility. It's not like they've been beaten down to death that they could do it.
No.
Right. You got Ryback Axel.
Yeah.
Right. And, if you want to do a tag team arm wrestling match with the primetime players, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to reference that.
You have to go to charity, but still, but I mean, you've got those teams, you've got,
I heard it's that Ryback challenges a lot of people and to the arm wrestle. It's not that he challenged, Titus O'Neil and lost, it's that Titus accepted and he didn't want to face him. He thought he wasn't confident he could beat him, was what I heard.
It was for charity, though.
Yeah, but
they were supposed to. He was supposed to have like some sort of charity armor.
Yeah,
thing.
I know.
No.
But
he
wanted to beat somebody he was confident he could beat.
Yeah, Ryback.
He's a heel even backstage. Like
Ryback is not long for this company.
No, he's starting to you're starting to wonder. I don't know what he's injected to make his brain function abnormally.
Yeah.
But, like, his tweet saying that he's released and
that was a WWE call, and that's to get people talking on the weekend when nothing's happening. There'll be a lot more of that with different people. Maybe not that I'm released or whatever, but there's people are gonna they're gonna pick like a random guy to on the weekends to fuck with people, yeah. So that's the new new thing. But it got to the point where there were people in the company going like, was he released?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like they could see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, ah, oh, he's just fucking with me. It's like, well, maybe.
Because
he's probably true.
Yeah.
Because he's just a fuck. But it, they've got them tag, those tag teams. I mean, I'm trying to think of any other teams that I've got to be missing.
Oh, I'm sure you are. But it doesn't. The point is that it's good. So, yeah. All right. Anything else on Raw you want to talk about?
They're going to do Brock and show at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, at the Rumble.
At the Rumble.
So show is there to put him over, and that's fine.
Yeah, to build the Taker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense.
No problem.
Perfect sense. Keeps him out of the... I mean, maybe... I don't think they're going to both pull double duty.
No.
Show might.
One of the other things that... I don't think Lesnar will. Because I don't think he would do it for the same price. Depending on how his contract's written, though.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, his contract's written as pay-per-view appearances.
Yeah, if it's written like
after
that...
After February?
Yeah. The thing I want to talk about here a little bit is the network, because we had talked about the week before. I said I could see them up to like 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Raw, and I think I underestimated their ability to put together great videos. Video packages that make you excited.
Yeah.
And I watched that video package, and the way they did it, and the way they explained the network, there's no confusion about what it is or what they're offering or how much value there is. And it made you excited to see it. You're like, oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and so I now think that my estimate is definitely low on it, because I think the hype videos that they put together are uber effective.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I think the bigger moment or curiosity or factor for me is going to be like August, September.
Could be.
How many people re-up?
Yeah, what is the retention rate?
Yeah, and that's going to be, I don't think it's necessarily going to be the center rate, but at the same time, I mean, how many households in North America got WrestleMania last year? 600,000?
Something like that, yeah.
You know what I mean? So for this network to get 500,000, that's not...
It's not inconceivable. Anymore.
That isn't inconceivable.
And you know what? Not off the bat. No, I mean, and I could, like I say, the hype videos are so good, I could see more. In fact, I could see, I know from, okay, a little more, just from talking to people, mm-hmm. there's people that don't watch Raw that have said they might get this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not just drawing from that base of people who just go, you know what? But there are people that haven't watched wrestling in years who go, oh yeah, but I'll watch if this is on and this is on.
Yeah.
You know, and just because I have $10 a month, that's nothing to me.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's more of that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and if you have an auto renew option.
Yeah.
Right? And you click the auto renew. How many people will just, for $10 a month, you know, just let it ride?
We pay $8 a month for a Wrestling Observer website.
Yeah. Well, it's like 12 or something even.
I think it's, yeah, something like that.
$11.99 or something. It's more than the network. Yeah.
And I always feel like I get my content's worth. But also, part of it is I always feel like I get my content. The other part is I always just sit there going, fuck it. It's only $12. I won't even notice it. What is that? That's, you know, one. That's a meal.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, so, you don't even think about it. We've been doing that forever. And, you know, it never even occurs to me, like, in my thing is coming up, and never be like, I'll get rid of it. That $12 is just killing me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And this is, like you say, it's 10.
No. The torch, on the other hand.
Oh, fuck those guys. Right. I was like, let's fucking end that.
They actually hit me. They actually got me with the auto-renew, remember?
They did. You were pissed about it.
I was pissed. I was like, fuck. But I did it myself. I hit the thing, and it was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So I got another year of that fucker. And then I clicked it off. But, I mean... But it's the same thing. How many people? Yeah, again, for 6 months they auto renew, and then it's just it's for $10 a month. And I'm thinking, though, the people that I've heard from that aren't necessarily fans anymore, but for $9, for the pay per view, for $10 for the pay per view.
For me, it's guys who sat there and go, "Oh, really? Can I watch WrestleMania 5?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Oh, really?" Mm-hmm. That's what it is for a lot of people I've been talking to. So it's a little bit of both.
You know who I understand is really excited about the network is Brian Knobbs. Because now, like 24 hours a day, he can go watch WrestleMania 7.
So again, I work for a television cable provider.
Yes.
So I can give you a little more insight just based on that side and how the industry is reacting to it.
You think so?
Well, yeah. So our last quarter, we added 22,000 home phones, and we landed 18,000 internet subscribers.
Right.
And lost 30,000 television subscribers.
So,
profits are actually up, right? But the point being that...
So you work for WWE.
No, because they continue going up, probably. But the point being, though, that if you're adding internet...
Right.
And most people bundle or used to bundle in the past, and everybody is essentially offering the same thing, internet, home phone, and television.
Right.
All their competitors are offering the same thing.
Yeah.
Odds are, I don't know the numbers, but I'd be willing to bet that even our top two competitors probably might have added some of the other things, but they would have lost television. I'm willing to bet television subscriptions in general are down, and that's because...
Is this company-wide, or is this just in Calgary?
This is company-wide.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, we're talking about, like I say, more internet, more people on internet, more internet subscriptions, higher subscriptions, people willing to pay for the extra speeds, everything like that, but not willing to pay for television if they are. They're putting their packages that back.
Yeah.
This goes back to a conversation we talked about a long time ago.
Yeah,
this is kind of an on-running theme where I was right.
And I was left.
And about how the industry and the way people look at media and accept media, it's changing, and it's become even stronger now with things like Panasonic and Roku boxes and Xboxes and
the smart TVs.
Smart TVs and all of this. The idea that the way you receive and assimilate, watch your entertainment is shifting, and it's a paradigm shift that's occurring quickly, which is kind of what you could expect.
And I had always thought that, to me the big thing was that, like, WWE was looking at launching a network, at a time to me where, like, cable was on the decline.
Yeah.
As opposed to them.
Again, going back to what we mentioned way before they went to this.
Yeah.
Why are they even considering not going with a Netflix-type model?
Yeah, and I understood why they were looking at the tried-and-true business model, and you were looking at take a risk.
That's not the future. The way it's shifting anyway.
But, I mean, and as I said, and I look at this isn't necessarily so much a risk what they're doing because you've got your Hulus and your Netflix. There's enough out there now that have been
successful
and tested. And the way that I look at this launch of the network to me and the platform that they're doing it on is almost parallel to me to pay-per-view.
Yes.
In that WWE certainly wasn't the first pay-per-view, despite what they tell you on that press conference. Vince McMahon did not invent pay-per-view, but he perfected it and popularized it. And you had, it wasn't even first Starcade was on pay-per-view. Starcade 83 was on pay-per-view. You know, the Wrestling Classic was a WWE pay-per-view, the first actual pay-per-view, and then you got to WrestleMania. But there were things in the 70s that concerts and things like that, and some local... localized basketball and things like that were doing it. But so it exists, the technology existed and was being utilized even in wrestling, and Vince McMahon took it to another level. And that's what this network, they're talking about this, it's over the top, is the catchphrase or whatever. And only shit is it ever.
It really is.
Everything you can do with this.
Yeah, exactly. The idea of live, ongoing content as well as archive content at the same time is what separates it from Netflix in many ways. Now, where I work, they're nervous about things like people downloading shows and torrenting and finding a YouTube. They're nervous about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Netflix is the biggest scare.
Right.
Netflix is easily the biggest scare.
Yeah, and something like it, yeah.
They are very afraid. There is buzz and fear around the WWE network.
Oh, yeah.
And that it will be a competitor and people will spend money on that and go, if I have that and if I have that and Netflix, if somebody can provide me with live streaming sports like NFL that I'm a fan of,
yeah,
as soon as that's out there, then yeah, then everybody's gone. And they'll be able to get everything for $30-$40 a month instead of the $120 that they're charged for.
And to have a television conversation, I mean, the reason that we have Fox in Canada, or at least the reason we got it originally in Canada with the Fox network, is because they got the NFL contract that first time. And so that brought us that network. And now it's like, so if somebody's going to, if this is, like you said, with sports, I mean, NHL Game Center is already doing it. MLB, obviously, is who they're partnered with, WWE on this. And if the NFL goes to that or gets something to that way, and then, yeah, you're going to see, I can see
what cable companies. And that is the challenge of these companies is they have to find a way to monetize this and to catch up with this without losing and with it being financially viable and without losing all the customers.
Yeah.
So it's you know, scary from that perspective. Now, like I say, there's other portions of the company they make money on or this and that, but
still.
But it is, and it's going to happen quickly. It's not going to be a 3 to 5 year, a 20 year thing. Like it's going to happen really quick. That's just the shift. Blockbuster. I would walk into it. It was super busy. 2 years later, it was gone.
Yeah.
Like it was fast when it went away, and that was Netflix too. So it's now one of the other things though is there's a lawsuit in the States between Verizon and Netflix, and this is also significant. Because this is talking about how Netflix, of course, uses a great deal of bandwidth, so they were being charged the same amount as the other competitors, and they want to be charged. They're going to be charged more now. Their expenses are going to go up.
Right.
And that will cost, I think it was $3.95 billion or something like that, profit that they made last year, and this is going to take off about 10%, is what they're suggesting, to begin with. So prices will probably go up for Netflix. They're $8 a month. They'll go up to 10.
Yeah.
They'll match the network. But again, it's going to affect WWE is the point.
Yeah.
Is that all of a sudden if they're sitting there going, okay, we need $1 million to be break even, now it's going to be 1.2, 1.3.
Yeah.
Like it's going to affect them that way.
Yeah.
And they need
subscribers. Now, the nice part about WWE
people at my work, when this came out about Netflix a couple of days ago, they literally cheered. Because they were like, oh, something negative, like finally something that can maybe slow their momentum.
Yeah, yeah. And Netflix does have a lot of...
I love it. I work for, like I say, for somebody else. I get an incredible deal on my cable and everything. I get 50% off on everything.
Yeah.
I still have Netflix. It's still great. People at work complain at me. I'm like, you know what? It's not my job to not support Netflix. It's your job to provide the options to counter it.
Yeah, and again, and we don't have that. I mean, I even look at some of the packages that I had on my old cable system in terms of the video, like television on demand that I don't have anymore, and that's what Netflix really is. So, is television and movies on demand. So it's interesting, and it's going that way, and it's never been easier.
No, and you know what? We talk about. I think it's, who is it? I can't remember the name. Something Direct in the States. What's it called again?
DirecTV?
DirecTV, yeah. Who said, we won't even carry the next few pay-per-views that you want us to carry if you're going to offer them a network as well.
Yeah.
And they're scared, too.
And Comcast is scared, too. And that's an interesting
like I
say, one.
And the company I work for here in Western Canada, which is the largest provider of this content in Western Canada, it's frightened. Like I say, they're frightened by WWE right now. Well, that's interesting. Also interesting is that they're also, though, putting up today, we got in our spots for the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Remember how it had been years since they even bothered to put advertising for television for WWE?
Yeah.
Now this year, they're not only doing it for WWE, they're doing it for Royal Rumble, which they didn't do last year despite it having The Rock.
Yeah.
Just talking about, you know, maybe, I don't know what that means, to be honest with you.
Well, for us, up in Canada still, I think it might be just let's get as much money out as we can, or trying to get people used to getting a habit formed, perhaps, to do it. But, I mean, the other thing with what it comes down to is that the company that you work for, I mean, as much as scared as they are, is founded by a former professional wrestler. Mike Shaw.
No. Shawn Michaels.
Mike Shaw. Ashton Booger?
Shawn Michaels.
Muckensing.
Shawn Michaels. Do you remember that promo with Bruce Hart? He's talking about, you're sitting there and you're complaining you're talking crotchy ice. Yeah, you're talking crotchy ice and chaps and all these different stuff. And I don't know what your name is. You know, I hear you're a draft dodger. I don't know if you're actually Mike Shaw or Shawn Michaels. Who knows?
Yeah. Mike Shaw, Shawn Michaels.
That hurt my voice.
It did. It did.
But all right. I have a bit. Do you have anything else to get to?
Well, just a couple quick hit items. We went to, we forgot about Raw, was Emmatainment.
Emma is in down in NXT. Popular, fairly quite popular wrestler. She's not 100% in-ring ready. She has a good look, but she always seems to have a slight belly. So I thought that they wouldn't bring her up.
Lance Storm trainee,
Australian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Potential, charisma for sure. A comedy act, but an original one. And so she's coming up with this act to the main roster. Largely, I guess they're replacing Caitlyn.
Yeah, I was going to say it's just...
interesting, because Paige is the star down there, though.
Well, Paige and Alexander Rusev are the next two to come up, apparently.
Yeah.
They're the next two that are tapped to make it to the main roster. I would think Rusev after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Paige, you could really do at any point here now.
Any point, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if you want to,
yeah.
Paige, I mean, maybe you debut Paige on SmackDown and keep her there winning, as opposed to, I mean, you know, keep them separate from Emma. I don't know. Because
I don't know.
You know, again, WWE introducing two new... women at one time seems unlike them.
Yeah.
You know. What's the new woman's name? Shane?
I think so.
Yeah. So, let me just do this. Chris Jericho on his way back as well.
Yeah.
Another guy that's coming back. It's already sort of advertising in Winnipeg. Was it advertising the Winnipeg Sun, unless you ask WWE, in which case they will tell you no advertising exists.
Except for the advertising.
Except for the advertising that exists. It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
I also wanted to quickly mention, I watched, speaking of Netflix, actually, the top 50 superstars of all the time.
Now, the producer, of course, doing some research with you, watching it with you.
I'm watching it with the producer. We're doing some stuff, and it's kind of on in the background that we get to it. And the producer, not a huge wrestling fan, knows of some wrestling.
As much as she needs to be able to produce this show.
She knows more than she probably wants to at this point. Because she used to mention that a couple times. Why the fuck do I know that? Anyway, number 23 on the top 50 of all time was Hulk Hogan. And she just looked up and she goes, well, this is bullshit. Said, yeah, it is. And she's like, what? And then I had to explain it to her that, like, I said, the Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan, they get along sometimes, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
When this video was made, they didn't.
They weren't getting along.
Yeah. So this is how he gets, and she thought, I'm trying to remember what the highlights are. There was a couple people that, like
who was the next person?
Well, all of a sudden it was like Edge. Yeah, it was like maybe the next person
was
like Edge, and I just looked at her, and I'm like, better than Hogan. Like, oh, shit. But
who was number, I don't know, who was up higher?
Well, then, I mean, the people that she knew, I mean, she knew who Andre the Giant was.
Yeah.
She knew who Roddy Piper was, who made the list. Number five was Eddie Guerrero, and she's like, I don't even know who that is.
I love Eddie, but number five is a little...
Well, I don't know if it was number five. It might have been number seven. I think Rey Mysterio was one of the top people. And the producer's like, he's what? I'm like, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And him, I'm like,
I know.
Well, I think her question was,
where wasn't Bruno though, like number 39 or something?
Yeah, something like that. But I think she was like, I think she said, is he current?
Yeah.
When Ray come on, is like, is that because he's current?
Yeah.
And then Hunter come on, and
number one, right? No,
well,
he's like
he
number,
was like number
or something.
Six or something. Yeah, Hunter comes on, and she's like, oh. Yeah, because she knows.
Small penis.
She knows that he owns the company. So
and small
she's
penis.
Like, oh, that's interesting. And she also got to see Harley.
Ah, yeah. Brilliant.
She's like, because again, she looked at me, she's like, because he was like number six or something. And it was like...
Harley shouldn't be that high for what he did
in WWE.
It was like
Harley and... No, it's not a WWE list, so okay. That's a nice part. Yeah, like Luke Thaz and Gorgeous George on this list. But, yeah, Harley comes on the thing.
Where was AJ Styles?
Yeah. About where he should have been. but
And Double J?
Yeah, Double J didn't make the list. Shocking. But it was... Hunter was...
What was he, like the number 47 on the WCW list or something?
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, Harley comes on and she's like, who is this person? She's like, what? And then I'm like, he's the guy that said, I'll move. And she's like, oh.
Awesome.
But, and then, it was funny because then she was asking, she's like, so The Rock, and then The Rock comes on. She's like, so have you done Rock or Stone Cold yet? No, and then, anyway, it was...
They're at the end, right?
She was surprised at Bret. I think Bret Hart was, like, number three or something, and she was surprised by that. But anyway, that was my experience. And then Netflix, they got lots of wrestling on the Netflix that I got to get through, so...
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, we got some, we're going to do some live audio commentaries with some stuff, too.
But wanted to mention also that, speaking of... we were talking about TNA earlier, and no one really watches it.
Hopefully tonight nobody did.
AAA, Lucha Libre. Wrestling.
I mentioned they're coming to America, and you said, they're never coming.
Yes.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, I was right. Oh. They're going to be on the El Rey Network.
It's American.
Hmm. Yeah, El Rey is as American as... Taco Bell? I don't know. I'm trying to think of an analogy. But it's like the El Rey. Have you ever heard of the El Rey?
No fucking idea.
Yeah, it's just like, as soon as they said that they added Mark Burnett, the guy that did Survivor and stuff, as like the producer to it, so they added a name, but it's still on this like incredibly shitty network. And apparently yeah. Mark Burnett's going to be writing the show.
Oh.
So Mark Burnett.
But Conan, fuck him.
Well, yeah, this is basically this is basically Lucha Libre USA written by someone who doesn't know anything about wrestling. That's what it is. They'll be wearing masks and shit, but it will be like Mark Burnett storylines.
We'll see.
It'll probably
be an epic fail.
It already is because it's on the El Rey Network.
Yeah.
It's like they tried to get on Sinclair and couldn't, so they got on the El Rey Network. It's like that. In fact, in Spanish, Sinclair is pronounced El Rey.
Yeah. So anyway, so the point being, I was right.
What?
Yeah. All right, so let's get to my gimmick.
Your gimmick. Gimmick.
Because
okay.
You know how we play games on the show.
We do. And it's all about the games.
Oh, it is. It is.
And how you played them.
I got an Nexus 5 here. You, of course, have an Android phone. I'm sure it's the same thing on the Android phone. On the Nexus...
I have an iPhone.
iPhone. Oh, what'd I say? Android?
Android.
Sorry, yeah, I'm getting really sleepy. It's late.
I'm against your phone, by the way.
Why?
Because you're either Nexus or against us.
Oh, okay. There's an Nexus 5, you got the iPhone,
yes.
And I'm sure it's the same thing. There's a ton of wrestling trivia apps for free in the Google Play Store.
Okay.
And so I thought we could try a couple of these, see if they're any good, kind of rate them.
Okay.
I got like 20. And
nice.
I don't think we'll get through all these tonight.
Are we going to Heath Slater them, did you say?
What's that?
We're going to Heath Slater them?
Heath Slater them?
Yeah. What did you say we were going to do them?
Kill them.
Rate. Oh,
yes, rate
sorry.
Them. So let's go through and see if these are any good. So we can tell people whether or not they should actually, you know.
It is not Andre the Giant's dignity.
Yeah.
And Ken Patera. Remember when he cut his hair? He raped him of his dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
He could be in one of these.
Could be.
So the point being, though, that we have a billion in one of these.
Okay.
Okay.
20, but okay.
A lot. So I'm going to ask you which one you want to play. I'll just throw out some of these. If any of these sound good to you, let me know.
Is there a Royal Rumble one?
There is.
Yeah, let's do that because it's timely.
There is a Royal Rumble one. Let me find that fucker. Royal Rumble trivia.
Okay.
By Epic Media.
Okay.
Let's see if this thing's any good. I'm opening it right now.
All right.
Game info. Play Royal or Wrestling Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Okay. Choose question level. 100, 200, 300, or 400.
What? So it's like Jeopardy?
Apparently.
Take Royal Rumble trivia for 400, Alex.
Oh, you're a cocky son of a bitch, aren't you? I see how you do.
Okay.
Okay. How did John Cena vs. Kane end at the Royal Rumble 2012?
Wasn't that a double countout?
Double countout is one of the options, and you're correct. Yeah. Well done. 400 fucking points.
Rides against the hate or whatever. Embrace the hate.
You actually remember that. Wow. Choose question
level. Sure, I remember that. That was the death of Zack Ryder.
Choose question level.
Okay. So what, now we get 300? Is that what we're
doing? No, you can do whatever again.
Oh, let's do a 100. Let's do it a 100 question.
Okay. Who won the 1998 Royal Rumble? Do you want me to give you the options? There's four here. Or do you? Can you remember? You're running out of time.
Stone Cold.
It doesn't say.
Steve Austin.
Didn't get it.
Steve Austin won the 1998 Royal Rumble.
I thought that was the
14 to go
big
on.
Man.
That was 99.
Oh, okay. Let's do another 100. Who won the 1994 Royal Rumble? You only have 10 seconds.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn fucking Michaels. You're wrong.
What?
That's what it says.
No, co-winners Luger and Brett.
Yes. Let's do a $200 question.
Okay.
All right. This gives you more time, actually. Who won the Miss Royal Rumble pageant, the 2000 Rumble?
Mae Young.
Fucking beautiful that that came up today. $300 question. How many people entered number 30 and won the Rumble?
One?
No, I
two?
Think it's two now.
Two, yeah.
This is getting weird.
this is getting freaky.
$400 question. You have 25 seconds to answer a $400. And $100, you have 10 seconds. And yet, it's the easy one.
Yeah.
CM Punk's reign ended in 2013. How many days was his title reign?
Oh, God. 483?
I'll give you 365, 402, 458, 434.
458.
Oops. Better luck next time.
434, then, I guess.
Probably. I don't know. If you get them wrong, I don't get the answer.
Oh, okay.
Probably that way, so there.
All right, so this app sucks. Let's go to another one.
Okay. You're not a fan of the Royal Rumble.
Well, it's not that I'm not a fan
of
it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not a great app. Let's try another one here. Let's go with Wrestling Championship WrestleMania by Trivia Mall.
Okay.
And I'm going to open this. It says Wrestling Champ WrestleMania. And then I'll say play.
Play, yeah.
Okay. How many times did Scott Hall appear in WrestleMania as Scott Hall?
One.
I think you're correct.
WrestleMania 18. Now it's
giving me download a free app.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Fucking advertising.
Yeah, see, we hate this.
Yeah, no, one. Okay. Next, we're correct. All right, what was Mr. McMahon's last WrestleMania match?
It was against Shawn Michaels, wasn't it?
Losing to Shawn Michaels, losing to John Cena, losing to Bret Hart, or never had a match.
Wasn't it Shawn? It was Shawn.
I believe it was Bret. Yeah, it was Bret.
Was it Bret?
Yeah. Don't you remember? That wasn't that long ago.
I do, but I thought that, yeah, you're right, because it had to have been. That's right, it had to have been, because Shawn's retirement was that. I remember that, because Bret got closure and Shawn retired, and it was like, now okay, now I don't care about anybody on the roster.
What was the first Money in the Bank match on WrestleMania? Was it Mania 21, 20, 22, or 18?
Let's say 21.
I think you're right. You're right. Yeah. What was the first ever match on WrestleMania?
Tito Santana against the Executioner.
You're right.
Yeah.
Didn't have to give you the option.
Who was Adrian Adonis.
Was it?
Under a mask, yeah. Buddy Rose under a mask.
Buddy Rose, that's
Buddy
it,
Rose
yeah.
Under a mask.
That makes more sense. Who did Hulk Hogan rescue Eugene from at WrestleMania 21?
Muhammad Hassan.
Yeah.
And Shun Daivari.
You're right. You're right on both. Who won the first Money in the Bank match in WrestleMania?
Edge.
Yeah, if you got that wrong, it would kill you.
Yeah.
How many title changes occurred on WrestleMania 9?
Two. Bret and Hogan.
Or it was a Yoko, trick question.
Yoko and Hogan.
It's
yeah.
a trick question because of that, but you're right.
Yeah.
What was the last match on WrestleMania 26?
Oh, fuck. Oh, was that Edge and Taker?
No, its options are Chris Jericho versus Edge, John Cena versus Batista, Triple H versus Undertaker, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah, okay, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels then.
Yeah. How many matches did Bret Hart have on all of the WrestleManias? 14, 7, 8, or 12?
Let's go with 14.
You're right. I thought it actually would be 12. Who's the special announcer for the main event of WrestleMania 10?
That was Burt Reynolds.
Yes. You're good at this. Who won the third Money in the Bank match on WrestleMania?
Edge. No, it was probably CM Punk.
No, it was Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, fuck, right.
Who has never won at WrestleMania? Sable, The Miz, Animal, or MVP?
Let's go with MVP.
I think you're wrong.
Could be Animal.
No, you're correct.
Yeah.
Who defended the tag team championships on WrestleMania 22nd? London and Kendrick, Big Show and Kane, DX, or Carlito and Primo?
Let's go with Kane and Big Show, because they're the only people that probably make the show.
Yeah, weren't they the ones that, didn't they just defend against,
wasn't it Masters and,
Carlito?
Carlito, yeah.
Alright, so that's enough of this one.
Yeah, that's a decent one.
Yeah, so
other
that's
than
a,
that
that's
ad.
Fun. And those guys have several different ones, that same company, like that's the WrestleMania one. They got this one right here, which is 2012 trivia only. Do you want to try that, or?
No, because that was a very significant year.
Okay.
Is there a 1997 one?
I don't think so. Not that I'm seeing. What's this one here? This one is just a general one, the same company, Trivia Mall. Let's just see what they have if we do a general one. Play. Who did not have a match on ECW One Night Stand? Sabu, RVD, Tommy Dreamer, or Sandman?
RVD, because he was hurt. Did the promo.
Who did Eddie Guerrero beat to win the WWE Championship?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I'm not even going to give you the options there, because it's pretty damn obvious that Brock, what's his name?
Lesnar.
Yes. Who won the first season of NXT?
Wade Barrett.
Nice. What is the real name of CM Punk?
Phil Brooks.
Yeah. Who is the last to lose the WCW World title on Nitro?
That would have been the last person to lose the title on Nitro.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Steiner?
Yeah.
On the final Nitro, right, because Booker was the U.S. champion. Right.
Yeah. Who did Shawn Michaels beat to win his first ITW title or Intercontinental Championship?
The British Bulldog.
Yeah. Who won the Royal Rumble in 1994?
Co-winners.
Yeah. Who did Shawn beat to win his last world title?
Oh, I assume Hunter.
You'd be correct.
Really?
Yeah. Who was the first ever opponent of Ric Flair? Your options, do you want them?
Yeah, I'll take options.
Okay, because as soon as I give you these options, it kind of ruins it. It's Hulk Hogan,
okay.
Sting,
okay.
Ricky Steamboat, or George Gadiski.
Oh, really? George Gadiski?
Yes. The Power and Glory were?
Herc and Jerk.
That's right.
Paul Roma and Hercules.
What was Kamala's job after leaving WWE in 1993? Booker for USWA, Booker at ECW, truck driver, or lawyer?
You know what it was? It was the truck driver because he was a long-haul truck driver where he was pushing and pulling the rig.
Who is known as the dirtiest player in the game?
Woo!
Yeah.
Tony Anthony. Oh, the dirty white boy.
Who replaced Tatanka in Survivor Series 1993?
Who replaced The Undertaker?
You're right.
Yeah. Because then Crush replaced, I believe it was Pierre.
That's right. Who was the first one to win Money in the Bank and fail when catching in?
Oh, Cena.
Yeah.
Cena sucks.
Which was the first championship Sheamus won in WWE?
U.S.?
WWE, it says. I thought he did win the ECW title there. Anyways, all right, that's enough of that one.
Yeah, enough of that one, yes, that's right.
It's not bad, it's just, it's general, it's probably too easy, I think.
Yeah, that one seemed a bit easy, yeah.
You want to do one or two more?
Very
or?
Diverse. Yeah, I'll give a couple more here. And
what do you want to do? How about Do You Know? Wrestling quiz from MC
Hammer
Lab. How many wrestling finishers do you know? Let's see.
Oh, I thought that was the question.
Which wrestler uses the finisher Jackknife Powerbomb? Correct, Kevin Nash. Which wrestler uses the finisher Tilt-A-Whirl Gutbuster? Your options are Alicia Fox. Your options are Alicia Fox, Umaga, Kerry Von Erich, and The Rock.
Okay, I'm going to go with Alicia Fox then.
You'd be correct.
Oh.
Which wrestler
now, is that the loose Alicia Fox?
There's already a problem in this app.
Oh, good.
Because the next question is, which wrestler uses the finisher Jackknife Powerbomb?
That's awesome. Okay, so don't download this one.
Oh, fuck. So that's Kevin Nash. Which wrestler uses the finisher French Kiss?
Maurice.
Yeah, nice. Which wrestler uses the finisher GTS? Kenta.
Yes, Kenta Kobashi.
He uses the Million Dollar Dream. Wow, this sucks.
Yeah.
Which wrestler uses the finisher Knee Trembler?
Oh, who was that? That
if I give you the options, you'll know.
Yeah. Oh, was it Regal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which wrestler uses the finish STO?
STO.
And your options are Alicia Fox, Sting, Chris Jericho, and Shad.
And who?
Shad.
Chad?
Shad.
Oh, Shad Gaspar. Oh, is it Cena? Was that one of the...
No, Alicia Fox, Sting, Chris Jericho, or Shad.
Oh, we'll go with Jericho.
I think it's probably Shad. Which wrestler uses the finisher flying elbow drop?
Oh, yeah!
Which wrestler uses the finisher break a bitch?
I'm going to go with...
I'll give you four options.
Okay.
X-Punk, Angelina Love, Mike Knox, and Jesse.
Let's go with Jesse.
I believe it would be Angelina Love. Man, this is awful. And part of it is that if you're going to use, like, a woman's finisher, give the other options all women. Don't give all men.
Yeah.
Like, it's... And also, he used the finisher, the Jackknife Powerbomb.
Oh, Razor Ramon.
Oh, that was shit. So do not, do you know wrestling quiz on finishing moves? Do not try that one. It sucked ass.
Do not try this at home, kids.
And one more?
Sure, we'll do one more.
Since that one sucked butt.
I just saw
your WWE current wrestler, wrestling superstars quiz, which wrestler are you?
No.
Actually,
let's do that one. Which wrestler are you? We'll both do it. Find out which wrestler.
I don't know that that actually is. I don't know if it says trivia game. I don't know if it is or isn't.
I don't think it is.
Probably. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see what the fuck it says.
Yeah.
All I know is it's still loading.
Hmm.
And,
okay. You know which wrestler I am? An impatient one.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give you my personal information. So which wrestler are you? Press start.
Okay.
How would you describe yourself? A powerhouse? Someone that has a mysterious life? Being an icon is my destiny. You describe yourself as the king of all people, or you're living on the edge.
I'm the king of all people.
What kind of match do you prefer? Hell in a Cell, TLC, Inferno, Elimination Chamber, or ladder match?
Let's go with a ladder match.
Okay. What nickname do your friends call you by? The Animal, the Tiny Terror, well, that's your producer wife, Destiny's Child, Dr. Thug, or Punk?
I would be the Animal.
What do you call your signature move? The Bomb, the 619, the RKO, the Attitude Adjustment, or the Anaconda Vice?
Let's go with the Anaconda Vice. The Anaconda Vice.
Anaconda Vice. Fiancé, I should have said. I don't want to marry you. I'm going to make a donation on your wedding gift. It's going to be to the Human Fund.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. We just have to find some.
You won't find them in Knoxville where they had Genesis.
That's true. That's true.
What kind of music are you into? I'm into lots of different music. West Coast gangster rap, metal, hip-hop, or hardcore?
I'm into West Coast gangster rap.
What cheesy pickup line would you most likely use? You're the bomb. Good things come in small packages. Destiny brought us together. Baby, you look so fine. Play your cards right. You could be mine. Or I'm not a follower.
Let's do that second last one.
You look so fine. You could play your cards right.
Yeah.
Who do you think watches WWE more often, girls or guys? Men like me love WWE watching and watch it way more than ladies do. Women like me love WWE. We watch it all the time. Us men like to watch wrestling, but girls watch it more. Or guys definitely watch too much TV, unlike us girls, so definitely watch more WWE.
Whatever the first one was.
What kind of costume would you wear?
Christ.
What kind of costume would you wear? Menacing black shorts? Oh, we're fucking halfway through.
Holy.
What kind of costume would you wear? Menacing black shorts, blinged out pants and cool-looking mask. Small man bikini possible. The smallest man bikini possible. I rock cut-off shorts. If you laugh, I'll smash you. Or costume, question mark?
Let's do the second one, the blinged out with the mask.
Yeah, you do. And then you go into, like,
Max. Then they go into Max.
We're still wearing the mask, and therefore they're going to be robbed. And I say, no, take that off, asshole.
Yeah.
And you're drunk because you were watching the Honky Tonk Man's Rumble.
Yes. And Samoa Joe.
That's right.
And a crystal meth addict kept bringing his beer.
That was great. What would your friends say about your personality? You're explosive. You're an underdog. You're obsessed with wrestling. You're a hard worker, or you're original.
Let's obsessed with wrestling.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Other than wrestling, what are you into? Collecting vintage lunch boxes.
Most mom.
Low riders. I'm pretty much just into wrestling. Hip hop or straight edge and self improvement.
Well, self improvement always has been a passion of mine. But let's do the wrestling.
Which goal would you most like to hit in your wrestling career? Win at least one tag championship, get the IC championship, win the Royal Rumble, heavyweight champ baby, or ECW championship old school style?
Yeah, let's go with the second last one.
Heavyweight?
Well, you got to win the world title.
If you're not in it to win the world title, why are you here?
Exactly.
All right, what extracurricular things would you like to do with your wrestling fame? Go on Iron Chef as a judge. Try to help others, like earthquake victims in China.
Seriously, no.
I'd rather just focus on my wrestling and how awesome I am. Work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to bring smiles to kids. Oh, and be in some awesome movies. Or interview sports stars and film celebrities.
I pretty much just focus on the wrestling.
And how awesome you are.
I like how there's, like, John Tenta victims in Joni Lauer.
Oh, my God. Who is your arch enemy if you have one? Randy Orton, he better watch his back. No one in particular, so I'll take anyone on.
Well, who should he watch his back?
Batista, but I took care of him. Edge, man, that guy's a jerk. Or Jeff Hardy, I guess. I'm just better than him.
Well, I am better than Jeff Hardy, so yes. Let's that one.
What kind of trouble did you get into when you were younger? Bar fights? Kids trying to pick on me because of my size? Getting tossed into the brig? I didn't get in too much trouble, actually. Or mostly just fights with kids who didn't like my style?
Yeah, let's do that last one.
Okay. Oh, my God. I hope this is it. If you could date a WWE tribute diva, who would it be? Maria Kanellis, Rosa Mendez, Kelly Kelly, Mickie James, or Candice Michelle?
Oh, damn it. Alicia Fox is on the list. Maria. Let's do Maria, yeah.
Maria Kanellis?
Yeah.
All right. And you are... Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding. Ding.
Well, I met this lady and I told her quite a story.
Yeah, well, at this point, this is who you are. Is that white blank page right there?
Not what? Active?
You are not active.
I am not an active wrestler. In that case, I will take Jake Roberts.
Fuck. All of that didn't give you a good answer. 7 hours to finish it. All right, we're going to do that one again next week.
No, we're not.
I'm going to be the one answering.
So we're going to do that one, like, before and test it first.
Okay. All right, I think that's it. We're over.
You know what that was better than? Impact.
That's so true.
No Impact spoilers at this point either.
That way I can watch it fresh next week and just, you know, watch it for the enjoyment.
Seriously, no.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I like how I've watched so much Impact. When I looked, I went, oh, so that's Rockstar's foot. No. Like, when did Hornswoggle jump?
Yeah.
It was in the Muppet movie, by the way. Hornswoggle is a part in the Muppet movie. It's coming out that I have tickets for already.
I thought he was going to play one of the Romulans.
Really? No, he's a Klingon. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it. So, what do we got here? We got a website, wetalkwrestling.com.
True.
We can be found on Twitter.
No, that's true.
At wetalkwrestling.
Yep, that's true.
Facebook.com/wetalkwrestling.
Also true.
That site, put all the stuff on there, the show links and some embeds to listen to the show, and it seems to be growing pretty good, the Facebook there, and we don't really do too much other than mention on the show, so we thank people for that. iTunes, got some nice new feedback on. Got some nice new feedback on iTunes actually lately as well. So leave your feedback and rate us. You know, excellent, of course.
Yeah, no,
but,
true.
Yeah, 5-star match there.
Yeah, true. True that is.
Our podcast, well, like a frog splash. Mm-hmm. So rate us 5 stars.
5 stars, and that would be true.
Yes, that's it's damn true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to do it. Addie@wetalkwrestling.com is an email, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you hear that too?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was true.
Perfect.
I knew.
Excellent. Excellent, Marty. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, that's going to do it. So in the meantime, and motherfucking in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
You know, I don't know who, I don't know. We're off the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm not sure who you are this year, but last year I know who you weren't. Like, if we did that trivia, you would not have been Ken Anderson.
Would you fuck off?